A petitioning campaign to demand the release of the levellers was mobilised in London by leveller women. Now, for the Puritans, the cardinal virtues of women were silence and meekness. But these women were shameless, obstinate, loud-mouthed, and, it has to be admitted, brave.
Leveller women had always been involved in the movement's political campaigns. Elizabeth Lilburn had been politicised through her efforts to spring her reckless husband from one prison or another. Mary Overton had been brutally punished for printing and distributing her husband's tracts, tied to the end of a cart and dragged through London's streets with her six-month-old baby, pelted and abused like a common whore. But the most impassioned and articulate of the sisters was a woman called Catherine Chidley. She started as a charismatic preacher and turned to politics in an attempt to make the Commonwealth understand the particular sufferings of her sex.
Considering that we have an equal share and interest with men in the Commonwealth, and it cannot be laid waste, and considering that poverty, misery, and famine, like a mighty torrent, is breaking in upon us, and we are not able to see our children hang upon us and cry out for bread and not have wherewithal to feed them, we had rather die than see that